This is the sound of Caleb Chapman's Crescent Super Band. It's made up of musicians ages 15 to 18 from 14 different high schools across the state. Band director Caleb Chapman started the band in 2000 as an after-school honors program, but it quickly expanded.
The musicians are the best of the best. I mean, they're very motivated, they're hardworking, and so, they're currently ranked top in the country by Downbeat Magazine.
Unlike other high school bands that practice several times a week, Chapman rehearses with his band once a week for 2 hours. But now all of their hard work and dedication is paying off. Earlier this year, they were sought after to play in Carnegie Hall.
They were considering us to perform at Lincoln Center, which is a smaller venue. And, of course, we've never played Lincoln Center, so that would have been fantastic. So I responded to the invitation to audition and sent them some video footage of the band along with some audio. They called me back about 2 hours after I sent the materials and said, "We don't want you for Lincoln Center. We just saw this stuff. We want you for one of our Carnegie Hall shows."
The band is set to perform along with two other ensembles from Utah in May. But first, they need to raise $300,000. That's where Galen Russ stepped in.
I asked Caleb if he could do a Christmas CD. And he said, "Yeah, we've got a fantastic Christmas program that we do. It would be easy to put the CD together." And so I said, "Great."
Rust is the CEO of Legacy Music Alliance. Its purpose is to raise money to provide resources to schools, music teachers, and music students. So Rust is busy helping the band sell Christmas CDs to Utah's business community, with all of the profits going to help fund their upcoming trip.
The kids are out selling them right now. We've delivered boxes to each one of them. We've given them the challenge to go out and sell half, which roughly 15,000 units is what it's going to take to allow this trip to take place.
While some high school students have performed at Carnegie during festivals, director Caleb Chapman says he's never heard of any high school bands getting their own night at the venue. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.